The sights and sounds that have become familiar with the city's summer patio program will return to Cambridge streets in time for the May long weekend. The Hespler and Downtown Cambridge Bias made requests for road closures to continue in perpetuity by resolution of each BIA board, making 2023 the third year for the program that closes Lower Main Street in Galt between Ainslie and Water Streets for 7 days a week, and Queen Street in Hespler between Guelph Avenue and Tannery Street on weekends. Barring any changes decided on at the city's Budget and Audit Committee this week, the program will start on the Victoria Day long weekend in May and end around Thanksgiving. Last year, the city approved a $50,000 budget to cover closure costs including staff time and materials, additional beautification efforts and contract garbage collection. The costs of the program in 2021 and 2022 have been allocated from the Economic Development Reserve Fund. To support the initiative this year, the 2023 draft budget and business plan includes $50,000 as a service level enhancement within the growth column of the operating budget. The city says the initiative aligns the City of Cambridge corporate objective and strategic action of creating strong cores to establish them as attractive destinations. The program, it adds, creates an inviting downtown that connects and complements core areas and neighborhoods where people want to live and visit. Last year's closure in Galt featured over 50 events, including a Main Street music series, every Thursday, Galt Moves, every Wednesday, Galt Jazz on the first Sunday of each month, a Main Street pop-up market on the second Saturday of each month, family fun days on the third Saturday of each month, and a Mutts on Main event featuring Spider-Man on the fourth Saturday of each month. The Queen Street weekend closure, dubbed Walk Queen, offered continued programming by the BIA throughout the season, including Latin dancing twice per month, live music including Cambridge Symphony String Trio and several jazz bands, every week, a kids' zone including a bouncy castle and backyard games, every Sunday, yoga, every Sunday, a disco party event, and line dancing. The Hespler BIA tracked participation and has indicated the average number of visitors per week was approximately 1,250. A survey was conducted online through the Engage Cambridge website between October 17, 2022, and November 17, 2022 and gathered 792 responses. 87% of survey respondents who attended one of the road closures said they liked the idea. Concerns raised about the closures mentioned traffic congestion and parking, with majority of those concerns citing the Hespler closure. Some commented about the negative impact on businesses. The city says it will work with the bias to address the concerns by encouraging more programming in the area, work with businesses to more actively participate in the closures where possible, and better advertise the closures and programming.